1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to talk with a guest now. As soon as we get him on the line, Bud, I'd like to... I don't know why he's not up.
Yeah, I know. No, I didn't have the number.
Okay, you didn't have the number. I mean, it's a guest that I have to have. So, I don't know what that means, you didn't have the number.
I didn't get it from the directory assistants.
What? Is the gentleman on the phone right now, or...
Yeah, that might too.
Mr. Bonafide, sir?
Yes, sir.
How are you this evening?
Under the circumstances, I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you.
All right. I want to know about the events of last week. You were at an open mic night. Is that correct?
Mr. Hendry, I don't know what they're called. It was I went into a coffee house in the Honeycutt Mall, and my wife wanted a tea, and I said, all right, and we went in, and they had a microphone set up. Yes, sir. And
were there kids reading poetry and so forth?
Yes, sir, there were. Young people were reading. Well, you know, I don't know if you call it poetry. They were reading, and one of these kids was playing guitar, and it was reminiscent of some of the coffee houses that you've seen in the 50s when they had these beatniks, you know.
And I understand. All right, sir, so I tell me the story of what happened, because... It was a serious situation, right? I mean...
Well, no, Mr. Hendry, I don't believe it was serious from our standpoint. My position is simply this, that I was trying to express... I asked the gentleman, can anyone speak on the open mic? He said, yes, you can. And I keep with me a copy of a poem by Ogden Nash, which I think is very amusing, and I wanted to... Because a lot of the things the kids were saying was very serious and very, a lot of anti-American and this and so forth. And
I understand you're a veteran, right?
You better believe I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, yes, sir.
All right. So you went to the open mic night. I mean, you went and you were getting your wife a tea. And did you get up and speak?
Yes, they said you had to sign in, and I signed in. And they said then you... that you need to sign in, and then you, when they call your name.
Okay, and then they called your name, right?
Yes, sir, and so I have this poem that I have memorized, and I thought that it would be fun to read it. And
did you say someone yelled something out?
Yes, they did. They yelled out a phrase that I would not want to repeat.
And all right, sir, what I want you to do is, for the purposes of our information, I know what the line is that the person yelled, so recite the poem and then tell us what they yelled, because I need to know what happened, all right?
Well, I want to say, first of all, that I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, and that I love my country, and I'm a taxpayer, and it is not my intention to cause problems, but there are some things that I can't countenance, and I suppose in my way that makes me stubborn.
I understand that, sir, but please tell me, how does the poem go?
It's a poem by Ogden Nash. It's called Ode to a Baby, and it's a simple, funny poem, and it goes, a bit of talcum is always welcome, and that's what I got up and I read. And
all right, then what happened?
I read the poem, a bit of talcum is always welcome, and I read the last line, and an individual at the table to my left and back against the far wall, as I recall it, the far wall, he yelled out the phrase that I told you.
What was the phrase?
Well, I said, he said, yeah, in the butt.
He said, yeah, in the butt.
Yes, sir. And I suppose that's supposed to be amusing.
All right, so you read this thing. What happened?
I took the microphone over to this young man, and I told him that he had an opportunity to apologize to all the women in the audience. And he said into the microphone, and I wrote it on a scrap of paper. He then said, it's not gay poetry night.
And this angered you?
As a United States veteran, yes, it did, sir.
All right, now here's where I guess the problem comes into play. You took the mic cord and you wrapped it around his throat. Is that right?
Sir, I'm a combat veteran, and there are certain instincts...
Yeah, are you trying to forgive this behavior?
No, sir, I'm not, but I am a combat veteran, and there's certain instincts that kick in when you're threatened in a life-threatening situation. The young man said it wasn't gay poetry night. I took that as an insult to fighting men and women everywhere, saying they're homosexuals and so forth. He's talking about talking about in the butt and all of this. And
all right, well, we know that the people who own the building at this place called the Coffee Porch have informed the people who have this lease they're no longer allowed on the property because of this fight that took place.
Well, if you're saying that it was somehow my fault, it was the fault of the people who rent the establishment to monitor the behavior of the audience.
But what is your defense for wrapping a mic cord around this kid's throat?
Let me tell you something. He embarrassed me in front of my wife. He infringed upon my free speech with the gay poetry, basically insulted millions of dead veterans, and by yelling out the phrase, in the butt, and so forth, he insulted the memory of Ogden Nash. And those three reasons are good enough to shut down their open mic night, or whatever they want to call it. And I can tell you...
Do you feel taking the microphone cord and wrapping it around this kid's throat was called for?
Yes, sir, in that instance.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, kids is our number here, 1-800-449-8686. We just talked to a teenager on the phone here just a few minutes ago, Mr. Bonafide.
Yes, I heard him.
All right. You know that kids are smartasses.
Yes, sir, I do know that.
And you know that they're going to get their jollies yelling stuff.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but it was an inappropriate comment for that kid to make. And when his father came to pick him up, I explained to the father what I did. And I will tell you something else. I presented myself to the father, and I said these words. And I said, if you got a problem with it, step right up.
You challenged his father?
No, I simply said that I...
You told the father that you wrapped a mic cord around his son's throat, and then you challenged the father?
No, sir, I did not challenge the father.
Well, what does step right up mean?
If he wanted to make an issue out of it, business, I was open for business. The light is green.
Well, it seems a little immature, doesn't it?
Well, no, sir. Not when you. I'm reading a poem about a baby, an ode to a baby, and I hear this turkey in the back far corner go, in the butt. And to me, while that may be amusing to some of the young people, to me, that's an insult to...
Well, look, but that's the kind of smart-ass thing a kid...
Well, I told his father and his mother when they showed up to pick him up, I had the kid by the coat, and I said, here's your son, minus the mic cord that I had around his neck about 2 minutes ago. And, of course, they looked shocked. And I said, and if you want to see him alive, if he ever comes back to open mic night, and you want to pick up a live body as opposed to one in a bag... Teach him not to say it in the butt.
You threatened the life of that kid.
Oh, yeah, you better...
In front of the parents.
Oh, yes, sir. I don't... No, that's... No, I don't play.
Well, I think you're overreacting to a smart-ass kid.
Well, I may be overreacting to a smart-ass kid, but I do what I do. I'm Lloyd... You know, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I do what I do. And some kid is going to yell a phrase like that... Then I will take him outside on a leash, and the other end of that leash is wrapped around his throat.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know these open mic nights? You been to these, bud?
Yeah, I've been to a couple, and they're pretty good.
Well, you go to these things, and they open up the microphone, and you can just read poetry or what have you. Now, this guy seems a little bit old to be in an environment like that and not get the vibe. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be able to read whatever he wants to read, but I think he's probably got to understand what's happening there. And
well, I don't understand, but in the butt.
Well, the kid was being smartass. So he reads this Ogden Nash poem. Some kid yells, in the butt. And he winds up wrapping a cord around the kid's throat and dragging him outside to his parents. 1-800-449-8686 is a Korean War veteran on the line, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, an altercation at a place called the, God, what's the name of this place? The Coffee Porch in Alhambra. And apparently they were having an open mic night where you read poetry, you do all that stuff. He got up and some kid got smart with him, and it turned into such an altercation that they've revoked the lease on the place. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, when you keep repeating it, though.
No, but Mr. Hendry,
you like Ogden Nash's poetry?
Yes, sir. I think it's whimsical. I think it's enjoyable poetry. I don't think anyone would confuse Ogden Nash with Dylan Thomas or some of the bards. But I've always enjoyed.
Are you a poetry fan, sir?
Yes, sir. I've enjoyed a great many of the American poets. And so forth, but I think that I was attempting to have some fun with the kids, and I've worked with young people. Believe me, my wife and I have worked at the youth shelter. We've worked over here at the youth rehabilitation center, and a lot of the young people who are, you know, a lot of these pill heads, and some of the young people who've been addicted to pills and reefer. And so I have said many times that young people are misunderstood. But
if you keep repeating it, though, it is funny, you know.
Sir, I don't think it's funny at all.
Well, the poem is the Ogden Nash poem. I forget what it is.
A little bit of talcum is welcome, and then, as I said, the far left corner, as I recall, it was behind the serving trays. I heard in the butt, very, very clearly, and I will tell you.
But do you understand that when you repeat the story, it's a little humorous?
I find nothing humorous about saying in the butt while there are women and young ladies present. I think it is absolutely, you know, it must be a different generation or something. Do you find that amusing?
Well, if I was sitting there and I heard you read an Ogden Nash poem and I heard the kid yell in the butt, I wouldn't think it was polite, but I would say that I'd probably laugh.
Well, mister, then you and I would have business. And I can tell you that
Well, what are you going to do, man? Are you going to come up to me and wrap a cord around my neck?
What I did was, I went over to this kid, and all right, I'll tell you, he was an Asian boy. Now, as a Korean War veteran, that's strike two. I've got nothing against the Asians, but I fought the Chinese at the Chosin Reservoir along with the U.S. Marine Corps. Now, some 50 years later, I'm reciting Ogden Nash, and guess what? A Chinaman just says in the butt. And I had fought them in the Chosin Reservoir.
I understand, sir.
And I saw a lot of my buddies get killed.
Sir, that is an unfair indictment of a young Asian American boy who is having some fun.
I understand that. That's why all I did was wrap a cord around his neck and take him outside on a leash and gave him over to his mother. And I said, if I ever. And I told him I was a Korean War veteran. And the father said to me, well, he'd fought in Vietnam. I said, good thing you were wearing one of our uniforms. You know, I was trying to make a joke. And,
all right, look, let's take a phone call here.
What's that?
Let's take a phone call, okay?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is April. April, go ahead.
Mr. Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm 29 years old, and I'm a young entertainer. I get up, and we have open mics sometimes. I go to bars and,
right,
and coffee shops and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've had people make
is
fun of me.
Is the young lady speaking with me, or is...
Oh, hold on for a minute. She's the young lady speaking. Go ahead, April.
What I was just trying to say is, you know, I've gotten up, and I've been, you know, out there entertaining.
Yeah.
And there have been young people that have made fun of me or said something stupid or...
But isn't that the nature of those nights where you get up at open mic night, you say the stuff, people give you crap or not? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna get these kids out here. I'm young. I've been there before. I'm sure the other person on the other line has been there before. I'm sure he was a young kid.
Well, yes, but in my day, we had what you used to call the beatniks, you know, and that was a lot of the beatniks would go, and they would have, of course, what they did is they'd go out to the alley, and they'd smoke, you know, God knows what.
Well,
I don't think the young people today do that, but I don't know what's worse, going into an alley and doing heroin or yelling in the butt.
Well, I don't do drugs, you know, but I'm trying to say is with you being young, you know, I'm sure that you've made fun of someone, whether it be, you know, whatever they've done that you didn't approve of.
Yes, dear. Well,
you know?
I would say that phrase the young man uttered was utterly wrong in the presence of women. Now, I may be old-fashioned,
Right.
Well, you know, that's a very classy attitude, sir.
Well, thank you.
However, is the response of wrapping a mic cord around the neck of this kid, and my understanding is you walked over to the amp first and unplugged it.
Oh, yeah, very methodically. I heard the last word out of his mouth was "but." That's when I said, excuse me. I pulled the mic out of the stand, walked over to the amp, unplugged it, walked over to the young man, looped it around his neck a couple of times, and outside we went. And on the street was his mother and father picking him up in their SUV, as they do these days. And I said, here, it's yours.
And what did the parents say?
What are they going to say?
Well, don't you think that you could have handled that a little more, you know, adult, you know, more maturely than what you handled it? Because, you know, just because someone says something inappropriate to me, that don't give me the right to go out there and wrap a cord around their neck or, you know, do whatever.
Young lady, I would not recommend a young lady. You might get yourself hurt, but I'm a Korean War veteran, so
no turkey
says in the butt to me.
Right.
And the light doesn't turn bright green.
Well, the poem that you're talking about is a really good poem, and I don't think he was meaning it towards you in any disrespect.
Yeah, see, I think that's a good point that April's making. This is just some kid.
I understand that.
Yelling something, inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, as I said, and when I heard the phrase, in the butt, I looked around to the owners. I immediately looked to the back office where there was a guy back there with a visor on a phone, and if you want my opinion, I think they're making book in there. And I immediately said, okay, all right, he just said in the butt. Is there going to be any action? No, I took action.
Well, you have to look at it like this. What if you was that young gentleman,
right,
and you just said that, but you weren't being mean towards you? Would you like it if someone...
I just say something? I just saw Janine Garofalo on television. Boy, if there's someone that I wouldn't mind putting a dog leash on and tying to the back of my car and not driving fast, but just fast enough to jog a few pounds off of her.
You don't like her, huh?
No, sir, I do not. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
All right, look at April, thank you very much for your call. Very, very good call.
Thank
you very much. You're a wonderful young woman.
All right.
Well, thank you. I hope that you have a better experience.
I hope to see you at another open mic night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. 1-800-449. You going to go back to him?
You know what? I think I might. I think I might go back to another one, Phil, just to see if someone's got a pair on him big enough to try that again. And I would.
You know, all you're going to do, man, is get another person's license shut down.
No, sir.
Yeah, I think you are. 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. The way that you discipline the child.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how old was the child?
I would say he was 16, 17 years of age, something like that.
16 or 17?
Yes, sir.
Was you treated that way when you was that age?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. If I mouthed off to my father, there would be a 24-hour period where I wouldn't remember anything. In other words, everything would go black.
That was back when you was a kid.
Well, yes, sir.
This is 2005. There is child abuse, and if it had been my child and you'd have brought him out to me with a mic cord wrapped around his neck, rest assured you would have more than just a cord around your neck.
Well, sir, I highly doubt it, sir. I'm a Korean War veteran, and you know what? I have taken on guys 30 years younger than me. And
look at guys. Are we going to have a – what are we going to talk about? Who's tougher?
Well, what's this guy think he's going to do?
Well, you got a mic cord wrapped around his son's neck. What would you do if there was a mic cord wrapped around your grandson's neck? You've got a grandson, a 5-year-old, right?
Yes, I do, and I love that boy more than life itself.
All right, so
do
suppose...
you treat him that way?
Yeah, suppose somebody puts a mic cord around his neck.
Then I'm going to have to give that individual the benefit of the doubt.
If a guy shows up with your grandson with a mic cord around his neck...
I would ask the gentleman, what did he do? I'd hear him out clearly...
Oh, come on, man.
Well, what did the 16-year-old's parents say to you?
You know what? The two of them, their eyes, but you know, they were both Asian people, and God bless our great Asian Americans. But I swear, you know how usually the eyes are a little bit more lidded? They bugged out like Barbara. It was like the Barbara Bush, you know, the big bug out.
And all right, hold on. Hold the line here, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, we're back on the air, Mr. Bonafide. I don't think anybody is discounting your service to our country. No one is saying that you don't deserve respect. I'm just questioning whether wrapping a mic cord around a kid's neck, who admittedly had said at the end of the poem, and again, the poem is called what, Ode to a Baby?
Yeah, it's called Ode to a Baby. It's a very fun, it's a wonderfully fun, you just have all kinds of fun with it. And it says, if a little bit of talcum is always welcome, you know,
yeah, babies like talcum powder.
Exact. And now, after a beautiful little Ode to a Baby, which was written by Mr. Ogden Nash, out of the far corner, right near the kitchen entrance, comes, and I'll never forget it. It was almost, you know, and it was Asian. It was in the butt, you know, and so I just...
All right, okay, let me get back to Andy's been hanging on. Andy, go ahead, sir.
Okay, so...
I want to ask this gentleman, do you feel that in the butt is appropriate following a poem that you're reading for women as well as...
Is that not where the powder went on the child?
Yes, sir.
On the child's butt?
Yes.
Okay.
No, the phrase was not on the butt, it was in the butt. A distinction that must be made.
Okay. Well, the question that I'm trying to figure out is did you do it as a racist thing because the boy was Asian?
No, sir, I did not, and I take exception to that, sir.
Well, you brought it up.
Who did?
You did. You brought it up.
You said he was Asian and his parents was Asian. So what gives you the right just because you was in the Korean War?
Uh-huh.
To me, that's racism.
Well, no, sir. No, sir. The reason why I put the mic cord around his neck primarily was the in-the-butt comment. And it was only later, as I was leading him outside, did I glance back and say, Korean? I mean, just his conversation.
You know, wait a minute. Just as conversation?
Well, as I was leading him outside to his parents.
Did this kid go willingly?
Well, what's he going to do? What would you do?
I would take the cord off my neck.
Okay.
Oh, in other words, I couldn't?
Well, you're welcome to try.
All right.
Look at gentlemen.
I'd be willing to.
Well, look, here's a poem. This is by Ogden Nash. It's called The Ant. The ant has made himself illustrious through constant industry industrious. So what? Would you be calm and placid if you were full of formic acid? Is that delightful? And then someone yells, in the butt, at the end of that. I ask you, is that funny?
Frankly, yes, it is.
How dare you?
I think it is. It sounds funny to me.
Coming from a young person.
An underage kid.
A 16-year-old kid cracking a joke.
All right. Hey, Andy, thanks for your call, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to move on. 1-800-449-8686.
So, in other words, the 16-year-old kid could take a beautiful piece of lyric like that, something that feels sentimental to me, and he can squat over it. Squat over it and let fire. And both of you gentlemen think that's fine.
Sir, I don't think that anybody is ever going to really squat over Ogden Nash's poetry. It is...
Well, that kid did that night, and let me tell you something. I unsquatted him.
He did not. Let's go on to 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I was going to ask you the content of that poem. You know what, okay?
I'll tell you what the problem is here. Huh?
Yeah, is this Brian? Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. I wasn't able to unstick your line.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
All right, listen. I have two grandfathers who served in World War II. I have an uncle who died on Omaha Beach.
Am I still on the air?
Yes, you are. I've got Brian here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I just got done working for the Department of Homeland Security. I'm crippled for life. So I'm all for, you know, my country and serving and giving, you know, for the good of the cause here. However... Uh-huh. Nobody has the right to touch somebody else. I don't care who you served with, what you did. You're lucky that kid didn't jump you and beat you into the ground.
Are you kidding? A kid like that? Come on, buddy.
Let me tell you something.
I'm,
when
a,
I was 16,
I'm a Korean War veteran. I don't care. Chinaman. I took out Chinaman like I was... Like, you know,
okay, and that was
thing.
How many
will
years
knock
ago,
off the
buddy?
Chinaman stuff, will
Listen,
you?
I just want the guy to know. I used to drive over them for, on my way to breakfast.
Good for you, but you know something? You're back in America. The war's over. It's time to let it go.
I'm letting it go.
The other thing is, I think you forgot what you were fighting for. It's called freedom. And one of those freedoms is freedom of speech. And if he wants to say in your butt, in his butt, in his friend's butt, anybody's butt,
he can. I bet you that sounds like a lot of fun to you, huh? Is that?
Oh, come on, will you?
Come on.
Let me ask you.
You know something?
You got a New York accent. Are you from New York, sir?
Originally, yes, I am.
All right. You see, what's happened is a lot of these New Yorkers have gone soft after 9/11. It scared them so much, now they've gone soft.
Hello, excuse me.
Wait.
Let me tell
That's
you something, buddy.
That's not cool, man. That isn't cool to say.
After 9/11, I went and joined the TSA. I was one of the first screeners out there. I was looking for bombs without a bomb suit.
What's TSA?
I was a terrorist without a gun.
TSA,
Transportation Security Administration.
All right, listen to this, Brian. This is a poem called Celery.
Well, wait a minute, man. We're talking about.
I want Brian to know what happened to me that night.
I understand what happened. Right? I've been listening.
Celery raw develops the jaw, but celery stewed is more quietly chewed. Now, isn't that a delightful lyric? And then you hear, in the butt.
I'd laugh my ass off. Pardon my French. I would, because you know something?
Well, mister, I feel sorry for you.
I don't, but you know something? I live in the United States of America where you don't make the rules.
And that's the other thing about those open mic nights you have to remember, Lloyd.
Wait, the two of you guys telling me how it is? Is that what it is?
Wait a minute, I want to tell you, do you know about open mic nights?
I was going to beatnik joints when the two of you guys were a filthy thought in your father's mind.
Good. I'm glad and you had a nightlife. That's wonderful.
You had a nightlife.
You know, I mean, what do you want me to give you, a gold medal because you went out?
Well,
that's
I'm telling you, like you're trying to say, I'm not.
Listen, the bottom line is, you cannot touch somebody else because you don't like what they say. End of discussion. If that boy's father wants you, you'd be in jail right now.
Well,
okay?
Sir, I'd say there's about 11 Chinese that
who cares about how many Chinese
be alive
ran
today
over
had I followed
tank.
That advice.
Gay for you.
All right. The poems that you're reading are nice and everything. And
aren't they delightful?
I'm not really an Ogden Nash guy myself, but that's okay. That's okay.
I'm the more like, you know, there was a man from Nantucket, but, you know, hey.
Oh, yeah, that's your speed, yeah. You know.
Well, look, before we start critiquing each other's taste in poetry, all I'm saying is that if you're at an open mic night in that environment, you have to. It's like being a stand up comic.
That's right.
Where you're going to get heckled.
A stand up comic? Boy, that's a hot one. I'm not up there doing jokes. I'm reading Ogden. You know what? Both of you men can go straight down to the inferno. Go left. There's a pit warming up for you.
Not a problem. I'm driving the bus. Let's go.
The dude just. He hung up.
Oh, well.
He hung up.
You know, it's.
Well, I can tell you that there's certain. These open mic nights. Hold on for a minute. Sir, when you hang up on me, you're not allowed to call back.
And another thing. Boy, if I heard someone laugh, that's it. I'm warming the truck up.
You know, get out of here. Okay, Brian, thank you, man.
Not a problem.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Mr. Henry, I've got another poem that I'd like to read. It's called Old Men. People expect...
I got to put you on hold, sir. I can't... All right, let's see. Where were we? All right, we have a flashback by request, and this is one... Would you do fight your way off a hold?
You better believe it, mister. The only way you get rid of me is by hanging up on...
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Here we have a flashback. Brian Riley writes, Phil, I would love to hear the Citizens Auxiliary Police Force enforce the women's bathroom stalls at various stores. So here's Jay Sanos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police when they were trying to enforce the I don't know what this bit's about, man. Women using only women's bathrooms and not using the men's bathrooms. So here it is.
Somebody came up to me.
Did Joan of Arc?
I was wearing underwear.
Did Helen of Troy?
I would turn around and simply tell them it's none of their business to begin with.
No.
Second of all, if somebody followed me into a bathroom and looked under my stall or over my stall with a beard and a wig or even a woman, they would be the first one to be arrested. I would have them arrested.
What are you arresting me for, ma'am? What I'm trying
to do... Invasion of privacy. That is a private area for a woman to go, do her thing, wash her hands, and leave. It should be nobody's business what they're wearing under their clothes. Let me tell you something.
What about children who are seeing you walking around?
Tell me, first of all, I wear underwear.
Thank you.
I'm not even talking about me.
On behalf
of what I'm saying is...
Can I ask you, do you wear a girdle?
No, I don't wear a girdle.
Why
not? Let me tell you, that has nothing to do with it.
Why wouldn't you wear a girdle?
Because I don't need a girdle.
If you're asking her if she wears underwear, she wears underwear.
How old are these children that you're even talking about?
I'm talking about preschool children primarily. I'm talking
three,
about,
4, and 5 years old?
We're talking 3, 4, 5, 7.
Oh, now
early.
Tell me, what does a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old know about anybody wearing underwear?
It's scary. They
you know
don't
what?
Know,
I think
ma'am.
It's you, and it bothers you to see somebody out there who is not wearing underwear. They look like they're not wearing underwear, a thong or whatever. I think it bothers you and your crew. See, I work, let me
ma'am,
tell you something, I work for one of the biggest,
on
I work...
On behalf of the children of the world, thank you for wearing underwear, that's
listen
number one.
Listen to me,
number
these
two.
Children who are 4 years old and 3 years and 5 years don't know if somebody's wearing underwear or not. Let me tell you what I saw the other day. I saw, and I work for the biggest retail chain in the United States. I see all kinds of people every day. And let me tell you, the other day I saw a man wearing Speedos with no underwear on. I couldn't even talk
ma'am,
to him.
Speedos are
so
a bathing
what,
suit.
Let me tell you something.
Speedos are a bathing
do
suit.
Do you go around checking men, too?
Ma'am.
Do you go around checking men? Or do you just look for women?
Well, you were in McDonald's seeing a guy with a pair of Speedos. That's a bathing suit, ma'am. You don't wear underwear with a bathing suit.
Oh, please. Who walks around with their bathing suit on? Is there a difference between a woman wearing a nice pair of slacks and no underwear and a man wearing Speedos with all his glory hanging out?
A Speedo offers support. Men wear underwear because they need the support.
Give me a break.
I want to ask the question the lady asked, okay, which is what does a 3-year-old know about a woman?
They don't know. The children tell me the lady's body is scary. It's hanging out. It's talking, whatever. They put it in little children terms.
Let me tell you something. A woman's body is beautiful, and so is a man's body. It's the way you, sir, are looking at it.
I think a lot of women's bodies are beautiful, but I think a lot of women ought to be wearing some kind of industrial truss.
I think you have it the other way around, sir. I think you're a little confused between a man and a woman.
Well, I can tell you that we have 3 officers who are in the hospital today because there's a woman walking around Tillicum Mall with no underwear on.
Oh, please.
How are they in the hospital?
You don't even want to go there with me. But I can tell you this, ma'am. I'm not trying to invade your privacy. I'm simply looking over the stall to see if there's underwear. And then I'm gone.
Don't think that's invading privacy?
I'm not trying to get a peekaboo shot. All I'm doing is, does she have underwear? Okay, good. Let's get out of here.
You know, you're obviously ill. And I think I feel great. I've never felt
better in my life.
I mean, if you have nothing better to do with everything that's going on in this world today than to go and look in somebody's stall to see if they're wearing underwear, why don't you take your time and go and, like that first gentleman said, go help the homeless, go feed them or something. You know, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
You're on a mission, but you're on the wrong mission.
Well,
are on the wrong mission.
Well, ma'am, all I'm trying to do is help our children not be scared by some enormous
rear-end. I don't think it's the children, sir. I think it's you.
Jay Santos, that's a flashback from the summer of 2002. That's a 3-year-old flashback by request, our flashback request. And that's when he was trying to figure out whether women were wearing underwear or not, because if they weren't, their unbridled rear end could swing around and injure a kid. All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. Our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. If you want to request something, that's the address, brother. So we'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We just want to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, that's all, just a little peek. Kind of a peekaboo.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Phil, Harvey Wireman.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just got back from the multiplex, and Felicity and I saw this Vera Drake. Have you seen it?
Yes, I did.
that a riot? It's the funniest.
What do you mean a riot? It's about a woman that gives other women abortions.
I don't understand.
Do what she's doing in that movie?
Yeah, with the tube and everything. I thought that's not comedy, huh?
No, it's a freaking abortion.
Well, I'll be dipped. Well, I'll tell you, it's so I shouldn't laugh at it.
No, you can do whatever you want, man. I wouldn't be running around telling people that.
You know, ever since you got this TV show, you're starting to think your stuff doesn't smell too bad, you know? Like maybe you don't have to pick peanuts out of it.
Hey, man, you're the cat. That's, you know.
No, you know, what the hell with you. What?
Hang the phone up, man, okay?
There.
There what?
It's hung up.
How come I'm still talking to you?
Jesus.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.